You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. We are such huge fans of our guest.
I know you just said the word home office. And it's so perfect for this time because Kate Flannery iconically played Meredith, the redheaded Spitfire on The Office. And of course, she's done so many other comedic projects. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. She was just revealed to have been on this season of The Masked Singer. She was the starfish. So we're going to talk to her about everything from her time on The Office to whether the rumors are true. Is an Office reboot in the works? Kate Flannery, it's so good to see you.
See you. How's it going?
So good. I don't know if you remembered me. I interviewed you for Entertainment Tonight when you were on Dancing with the Stars. And I told you then, and I'll tell you again now. And I used to go to your lampshades shows, which I always loved.
And I don't know if you remember me, but when you were the Bachelorette, I was hosting that season. And when you had sex with those five guys in the hot tub that one night.
Woo!
You expect me to remember all those guys, Chris? Are you crazy?
No. That was my job. I kept track of the names of the guys you were sleeping with. I would never expect that from you. It's so good to see you again.
Nice to see you. How's it going?
It's so good. So you met Kate through Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, but it's also weird when you, and Kate, I actually think Chris has been told the same thing, so I feel fine telling you something you've probably heard before. But it's weird when you interview someone, but you also fall asleep to them every night. Like I fall asleep to The Office every night. I do. And I don't mean because it's boring, because I know how this comes across.
I get it. It's a comfort thing. I totally get it.
It's a comfort thing. Do people tell you that all the time?
Yes. I mean, not all the time, but some of the time. Yeah.
But it is weird when people come up to you in an airport. It's like, oh, my wife and I, we crawl in bed and we watch. Like, you realize that visual now that I'm thinking of And what do you
and
like?
Human Ambien?
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like we hit pause and then we have sex and we turn it back on.
And then we turn The Bachelor back on and then like, we're turned on by it.
And then I'm wondering, is it just my face? And so I met Kate. So her and Jane Lynch, which we'll talk about, they do stuff together. They do these shows together. And I don't know if you remember, but the first time I met Kate, we were backstage for Ari Emanuel, who runs Endeavor and now William Morris Endeavor.
The agency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are the things you do in Hollywood that are really glamorous. We're doing a Jewish school fundraiser.
Right.
Jane Lynch, Kate Flannery, Chris Harrison.
Big names.
On the stage for a Jewish junior high school. By the way, this school, there was like 10,000 people in attendance. It was crazy how much money they raised.
So obviously The Office was on at that time.
Yes.
So Kate, I'm going to sell him out right now, but like it's a good thing. You know, he never watched The Office until about a year ago, ever.
This is true.
About time.
No, I'm so late to this. And
no, it's all right. I mean, I get it. You know, you're a little busy.
No, but now that I came to it, it's embarrassing how much I watch it.
You waited too long.
It truly is embarrassing.
But then we binged it and now he loves it.
I can't believe Steve Carell was dead the whole time. Spoiler alert. The whole series, he was dead and nobody knew.
That's the reveal. Well, no one can go back and watch it.
But it is funny how what I find interesting is that it is just as relevant and it hits in the same place as probably it did the day it was created, which talk about the mark of a great show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is timeless. And it's like, and also there's so much truth in comedy, you know, it's like, that's why I'm so bummed that, you know, comedy is just, they're losing their bravery. Everyone's in the microscope and it's just such a bummer.
But I
love hearing that from you, Kate, because I mean, look, I think we all, it's funny. And again, this is a Hollywood mess up. They're out there giving us the reboot of this and the sixth sequel of that. And then you see how much and you hear from how people are, I think, crying out for like rom-coms to be back, for R-rated comedies to be back in the theater. We've been through a lot. People want to laugh. And why is that not happening? Do you think it's because, I mean, you're a career comedian. Is comedy really hard to do now? And what do you think needs to change?
I think people are hypersensitive mm-hmm. and I think they don't feel like comedy is safe, which is a bummer because I feel like it's like an equal opportunity offender. If you look at all comedy, like someone is being made fun of, but at the same time, we all have these moments where we get to laugh at our own expense. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the ability to laugh at ourselves, we're really in trouble as a culture.
Well, it's interesting what's happened here in Austin. Love him or hate him, Joe Rogan left California, created this thing called the Mothership down here. They were in the Vulcan Room, which is this bar here in Austin, and he bought a place. And people have left all around the country to come to Austin because it's this place for free comedy. Like, and I mean free, right. I mean you're free right. to do it. They lock up your phones. I've been to a couple of the shows.
I love that they lock up the phones because I think that's what's probably scary as a comedian, right? You're testing out an act and then a little snippet of it goes and it doesn't come across well in your life's
right. It's out of context. Usually the moment's out of context.
And these great comics have either moved here or they are just coming to perform here and work on their acts before they do a Netflix special or whatever. And it's sells out immediately. It's killing here in Austin.
Right. No, I totally get it. I mean, it's just a strange time. Yeah. And I'm just so happy to be on a show that I feel like treats the audience so intelligently. I think that's why kids are really into it too, even though they've never worked in an office. And there's something like a boss and a teacher and people in desks that you didn't pick, you know, nobody picks to sit next to Dwight. You know, so it's like there's something so relatable.
Yeah.
Fortunately, and I don't know, I just hope we can get back to new content without major hyper awareness.
Okay, but Kate, I have to ask you, and I was just saying no more reboots, but no more reboots, but Kate, here's the thing though, the rumors have been around and then there were rumors that there was like meetings and table readings happening in January. Where are we at on The Office reboot? Because my God, are people crying for it?
I'm... I've not been a part of any of it. If it exists, I don't even know if it exists. And maybe I'm being replaced by Emma Stone. I don't know.
Well, Emma Stone would be quite a compliment, but I still want the OG Meredith.
Now we know who she would want to play her.
Yes.
Well, there's a guy, I think Daryl, played by Craig Robinson, makes a comment about, like, is it just me or is Meredith kind of giving an Emma Stone vibe?
Totally.
It's like an Office reference, but yeah, I don't think, like, whatever. I don't think, I'm a little older than Emma Stone, and yeah.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. You know what? I was shocked. And correct me if I'm wrong, because it feels like it was longer. The Office is 9 years, a 9-year run.
Yep.
That seems crazy. Doesn't it feel like it was around for so much longer?
Well, I think it just feels that way because people are still watching it and talking about it all the time.
Timeless.
I mean, 9 years is a great run, but
And people still watch Friends and stuff and Seinfeld, but I feel like those shows ended. I don't know why. I feel like The
Babe,
Office.
It's because you just found it. This is a youth.
That's not true. I don't know.
Outworn our welcome, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, you just gave us a little mini reboot in this AT&T commercial that y'all did. You and Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fischer and a bunch of people are in it. It's so funny. How did it feel to be back together, to be filming something together?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. You do 9 seasons with people, you either never speak to them again, and yeah, if they're coming toward you on the street, you turn around and go the other way, or you are a family, and we are fortunately a family. So it was so great to work with each other, and you know, I mean, obviously we're not doing the office. It's a commercial. We're playing ourselves, but such a shorthand with all of us and such a joy to be back together.
It fell right back into place.
Totally, like no time had passed. The best.
I do feel like whenever I hear interviews with any of y'all from the cast, people talk about what a special, like not just that it being a hit show that has lasted and the content was good, but what a special work experience it was. What was The Office doing right at a time when so many people are frustrated with their work experiences or the environments that we have today? What was right about the work environment?
Well, you know, it always starts at the top. And our showrunner, Greg Daniels, and our lead, Steve Carell, were really good. They're good human beings. Yeah. And they also put the show before anybody's ego. So it was always about the work. And, you know, you can't act like a douchebag if the lead's not acting like a douchebag. Mm-hmm. If the guy who has more lines than anybody, you know, and also I always felt like we were treated like there was no hierarchy. We knew there was a hierarchy, but... Right. Information was disseminated. Actually, I mean, like we all knew a lot of the same things, like which is unusual. Sometimes there's tiers of knowledge and shut out, and you have to have a certain contract to know that or whatever. And I, especially for the first few years, I felt like we always were just treated like a family. Like we were all in that same room together for so many years, and it really felt like everyone cared about each other.
I always find when I got to ABC, it was like the end of an era. But it was the same way where like John Ritter was doing his show and everybody fell in line because he was that guy. And then like NYPD
Blue. He set
the
tone.
Yeah. It's like every show had a patriarch or a matriarch that really set the tone. And then when the ensemble craze happened of Grey's Anatomy and Desperate Housewives and all that, it's like all that dissipated and it blew up because everybody was fighting for themselves.
That's the thing. You're so right about the secrets thing too. And the, like, it's like if people are being used to pit against each other, which you know a little bit about that from The Bachelor. But it creates, people are angry at each other. They're resentful. They're scared. And it's not, and it ultimately makes the product suffer, I think.
I think so too. When I say like we were all in the same room, we were like we all had to do background work, but also even if I didn't talk in a scene, sometimes I would still get a laugh because of my expression. And I thought like, this is just a great thing to trust. So the process was just so interesting. And literally the first season, Greg Daniels, our showrunner, asked us to bring real paperwork. So literally we were
doing work.
Like, taxes. Because he wanted it to feel like it was a real work environment. And so when the camera came to you, you were already working. You weren't like acting like you were working. You were working. So that's like, that was another thing that sort of informed what was going on. So I don't know. I'm one of seven kids. I was born into an ensemble.
I'm realizing that, you and your twin, you were the youngest.
Yes, the youngest of seven. Yeah. My sister and I don't look alike. That my twin and I, we don't look alike.
Yeah, I saw you said she's actually funnier, or she's the funny one.
She is way funnier than I am, for sure. For sure.
I have to use this opportunity to ask you, and I don't know if this is a tough subject to talk about, but I listened with intent to, I'm going to forget it, the guy who plays Kevin. What is his real name? Brian. Yes. I absolutely loved his like in-depth retrospective podcast that he put out a couple years ago. And it was kind of the first time I heard people talk about when Steve left. So it's just coming to my mind because you're talking about like there were no secrets and that kind of thing. But what was that moment like? Was that a departure from how it had been?
Losing your patriarch.
Yeah, no, totally. It was extremely emotional for sure. For everybody, including Steve. He didn't really want to go.
Yeah.
I just thought the writers handled it so well and it allowed us all to process together, which is, you know, unusual. So it kind of felt like it was all sort of happening in real time. But I'll never forget, Creed and I were doing a satellite radio tour or TV tour, press tour in the morning, and they had announced it like that morning. We didn't even know that Steve was leaving. So I was like, I think we lost the feed. Like I can ask a question about it. I was like, I'm sorry. I can't see it for you because I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. And I don't know. I just think everything evolves and, you know, good things come to an end. Unfortunately, TV does eventually end, except if you're on The Simpsons. So yeah, it's going to happen at some point.
But to me, and this is just my opinion, that's just, I'll never understand why they let him go. Like you said, he didn't want to go. And it's just, we're kind of, you know, we're like all Hollywood, we're all experienced here. That's just one of those dumb, did somebody higher up just make the dumbest decision in the world? I don't get that.
I think so. They didn't renew his contract. I don't know what, and everyone's like trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
You get in these shows sometimes and you're like, the only people that can ruin this is us. And they do.
And they do.
Like, they can't help themselves sometimes. It happened on a show I was involved in one time.
Well, I was just going to say. But you're the reality TV Steve Carell.
Speaking of Creed, who did more with less than those two?
Oh my God.
Meredith and Creed. It was like the lot, like
sometimes one or two lines.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they would own the episode with one or two lines.
I'm telling you, like, that's a lesson to all actors. You don't need to count your lines in your script and get upset if you don't talk a lot. You got to make the most of what you got. And also just like trust that sometimes less is more. Chris.
You know what? Actually, so many similarities. You were often in that position with The Bachelor. Like, you'd have like one line.
Yeah, no. I mean, just, and I came to a whole different, obviously, you know, Kate was Second City and improv and comedy. And I came through this to local news and sports casting. But the first lesson I ever learned, and I tell all journalism kids, like, get over yourself. It's not about you. This, you're not the story. And it is, and probably, I guess, comedy and acting is the same way. It's not about you. If you're good, people are going to know.
Right, right. And also, if it's, I don't know, I just think there's so many performers who hijack everybody before they, you know, yell action, and they have to tell a joke, and they have to put somebody down. You know, it's like they have to claim their power or ownership over the show.
Kate, do you have a favorite, since it was you and Creed in that corner, do you have a favorite Creed line from the show?
I liked the, Creed one time says to Meredith, did we?
And with those two, you fully believe maybe they did and they forgot.
Did they, Kate?
She said, we did.
It's so good. Did we? You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. even on the practice field. AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Okay, I'll ask you one more time, and I'm going to hope I get a different answer, but I think I won't. You were just together for the commercial. Were you all talking about the potential of a reboot at all? Like, was there any discussion? Has anyone heard anything? And would you all be in for it?
Because I know there's a text thread. There is the office text thread that you guys are all on.
Yeah, there's nothing on the text thread. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also have a big mouth, so maybe people just don't tell me anything. I don't know.
Trust you.
That was the hardest thing about the Masked Singer was that you literally wear a sweatshirt that says "Don't talk to me," and you're walking around rehearsing. I'm like, this is hell. I want to talk to everybody.
And by the way, for those that don't know, she was just Kate was just revealed on the Masked Singer,
the starfish.
Starfish. I still have my this is my commemorative face mask and
snorkel. Kate, it looked like you. I'm not going to say miserable, but you couldn't even move in that damn thing.
It was fun though. It was a challenge. I literally felt like there was a rubber band around my knees. Like it was a little, like it was like, I felt like very short, you know, very short, short legged.
And by the way, you're a damn good singer. I've heard you sing. Like you're a good performer.
Thanks. I'm more of a jazz singer and this was a little more poppy. But I felt taken care of and I felt like the arrangements were good. It was really fun. And I liked all the songs and yeah, I could have stayed longer, but you know what? Sometimes less is more. Yeah. Maybe yeah, 3 episodes is great.
I think that's the takeaway from this podcast. Less is more. Do more with less.
Kevin Hart was smart. He's like, I'm out. I'm going to dress up like a book, and I'm out in the first episode. Like, peace out. Did you were singing alongside former Bachelor Colton Underwood?
Yes.
I mean, I guess you had no idea who else the other people were.
I had no idea who anybody was.
They're very careful to keep you guys sequestered. And like the privacy on that show is done well.
It is intense. It is really intense. It's awesome. You even have to wear gloves because if you wear jewelry or like if you have a tattoo on your hand, like you can't. And the same thing, when my boyfriend was there, he had to wear the whole getup too because he was an NBC photographer. He's a TV photographer. Yeah. For everything, so he knew the crew. So I was like, "Oh no!"
So oh, wait, funny. He had to wear a costume. He was hidden.
He just had to wear the "Don't Talk to Me" sweatshirt with a boy.
Funny,
and the gloves.
I have a big question because this podcast is about relationships and takeaways that we can all have. You have this incredible, unique experience of maintaining a friendship with a group of coworkers for well over a decade at this point. What advice do you have? What have you all learned about how you stay in touch and stay a family, even from afar, once that thing that kept you together is over?
Well, I think you have to keep your expectations in check because people get busy, their lives change. But I think that if you can hold the space for them with your heart and not have resentments about their lack of availability. I think, you know, you have to have compassion for where everybody is now because everybody's life changes. It's just how it is. So, it's kind of asking you to step up and be a little mature and realistic and have compassion for yourself because I'm not in the same space that I was. I think also just rooting for each other and remembering like comparison is the thief of joy. You have to really remember that each of us has our own lane. We don't get the same stuff. Even if you want what somebody else has, that's a lousy place to live.
Yeah.
You know, just if you can just kind of be happy for them, if they have something that you think is cool, but remember that like somebody else might be feeling that way about you.
Damn. Who from the cast shot you a text about being on The Masked Singer?
I was going to say I didn't tell them.
But I mean, do they know now? Did you just send a text? Oh,
now they know. Yes. Now they know.
Now, yeah. I mean,
Angela was so great. She did. And Angela and Jenna both, posted, and Jane Lynch as well. So that's so sweet.
But I know you're still, we'll let you go, but I know you have stuff coming up with Jane. You guys are still traveling and doing the show together, and y'all are, God.
Yeah, this Christmas for sure. Yeah.
If there are two funnier women in the world, I dare you to find them.
Can the Office reboot be the two of them running an office together?
I just like being backstage with them. Just hang with them for a little bit, because by the way, there's no off switch. They're just
phenomenal.
Did
they make fun of you?
Of course they do.
Yes. Well, chemistry, Chris. It's chemistry. We have comedic chemistry.
Y'all truly do.
It's from another mister. That's what it is. And I'll tell you, it's so fun to get to play with your friend. Like literally on set, like, if you trust people and you get to take it to another level, it's fantastic. It's best.
It's like a master class in comedy. Just brilliant women doing it at a very high level. But y'all seem to just, like you said, they seem to just have such joy in it and so much fun. If you ever have a chance to see Jane and Kate, please go do it.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you guys so much. So nice to talk to you.
Good to
talk
to you too. It was good to see you. And we will continue to keep up with what's going on. And I can't wait till she's going to be on Special Forces on Fox. No, I'm just kidding. She's not going to do that. From The Masked Singer.
Oh my God, I believed him.
What's next?
See her in the camo crawling through the woods.
Kate, I we'd be rooting for you. Ooh, what about the Traitors? Kate, go on the Traitors.
She would be good on Traitors.
She'd be good.
I don't know, you guys. I like to sleep in my own bed.
It's good. Well, please give Jane our love. And it was great to talk to you. We will see you soon.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Woo! Did it.
We did it.
Hey, did we?
Did we?
We did.
It was damn good to see you again.
Thank you so much. Really. I hope to see you in person soon.
I know. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, babe, did we?
We most certainly did.
Everybody, thank you so much. Thanks to Kate Flannery and her and Jane Lynch. They do such great work with the Alzheimer's Association in Southern California. They will be doing their Magic of Music Gala again this May. So we just wanted to give them a shout out for all the awesome work that they do. Jane's aunt was affected by Alzheimer's. And as she has astutely said many times, who doesn't know someone who is affected by Alzheimer's? So I just so love and appreciate the women that they are, like, bringing us joy and doing great work in the world. Oh, what gems.
One of the things the old adage of, don't meet your heroes, you're going to be disappointed. With Kate, I'm glad we do interviews like this and we get a chance to expose people like the podcast world does, because she is such a good human and a dear person. And the few times that I've been able to interact with her and hang out for an evening, her and Jane, you're just like, God, y'all are just so unaffected, such kind people that truly start asking about you and they truly care. You realize their success is not an accident. They are brilliant at what they do.
God, I hope we get the Office beep. It's the only thing I can get behind, because it's like,
funny?
They're all such good people. I want them to be working again and I want them to bring all of us joy again.
You know, you and I, we talk about, Lauren and I talk about everything privately, like reboots and sequels and all this stuff. And often there is a line that you and I use of like, who asked for this? Nobody asked for this. Why are they giving us this sequel and this whatever? This is one of those things in life. Everybody is asking for this. Please, I'm throwing this out there to the powers that be, whatever gods there are of the Office, please give this to us. Our thanks to Kate Flannery. Thank you so much. It was such a joy talking to her, and it's always a joy talking to you. And we will do it again next time, because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.